there's a new Federal Reserve study out that says U.S. manufacturing is worse off today than before the tariffs. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 30th day of December. Thanks for being here. Shipping something over 50 pounds, it's going to cost you. It looks like more retail headaches coming up in 2020. The new Teslas are out, and they're made entirely in China. Gas prices are headed up next year, they tell us. Wall Street dropped today. We'll share the numbers. And Laura Kennard is in for business events on a shortened work week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the business news headlines. Let's get into it. You know, if anybody out there had thought the protectionist tariffs were helping U.S. manufacturing, the study released today puts that idea to bed. Economists Aaron Flan and Justin Pierce, who described their study as the first comprehensive estimates of the effect of recent tariffs on the U.S. manufacturing sector, argue that the data shows any benefits from protection from foreign competition have been more than canceled out by retaliatory tariffs from trading partners and an increase in the rise of need of U.S. manufacturers to source components abroad. It's stunning. The new Federal Reserve study compared how manufacturing industries benefited from tariffs, that's border taxes on imports, to how much of a hit they took on a rise of input costs, that's the cost U.S. manufacturers pay for foreign-made components and materials. And we also have to put in those retaliatory tariffs. An example of a more expensive input cost for a U.S. manufacturer would be a steel part for an American-made car sourced from China that has been now made more expensive by tariffs on steel. The new study found that the industries that were hardest hit and made less competitive by these retaliatory tariffs include automakers and producers of iron and steel, aluminum sheet, leather goods, and magnetic and optical media. The study also found that producers of aluminum sheets, steel products, transportation equipment, boilers, and household appliances, well, they were among those industries whose consumer prices went up the most after those tariffs went into effect. FedEx and UPS are escalating their war on bulky items by levying a $24 fee on packages weighing more than 50 pounds. Now, previously, packages weighing more than 70 pounds triggered additional handling surcharges, but the carriers are lowering their thresholds as part of an annual round of rate increases that could cause millions of packages to be hit by the fee or force customers to change their shipping practices to avoid it. Like, if you got something that weighs 60 pounds, maybe you're going to ship two 30-pound packages. The number of packages affected by the change could be significant. Shipware LLC, that's a shipping consulting firm, estimates that 14.5% of packages sent by its 100 largest shipper clients would be hit by the $24 fee under the new rules. That's up from 8.4% to the prior 50-pound limit. Well, it is, as we all know, the worst performing sector in America, and bets are that the retail industry will continue to shrink in 2020. After a bruising year, U.S. department stores and apparel retailers will seek to bounce back in 2020 by closing more locations, shrinking their shops, and adding more experiences to attract customers, sort of like old-fashioned tailoring and trendy in-store cafes. This year, it was clear that both categories, that would be department stores and apparel retailers, lost ground as consumers continued their steady migration to Amazon.com and other competitors. While traditional retailers like Macy's and Gap have invested in e-commerce and a better in-store experience, it's in doubt whether that will be enough to restore their former stature. Department stores were the worst sector on the S&P 500 this year, and Macy's and Gap, along with Kohl's, L Brands, and Nordstrom, were among the poorest performing individual stocks in the index. Revenue is flattened for many companies, with department stores and apparel chains losing market share to online and discount retailers like Ross Stores and Marshalls and TJ Maxx. Well, today, Tesla made its first deliveries of cars built in China, marking another milestone for the electric car company that saw its stock soar to new record highs last week. In a tweet, the company said, quote, Tesla will deliver the first China-made Model 3 at Gigafactory 3 plant in Shanghai today. The 15 customers who are slated to get their Model 3s are all Tesla employees, end quote. The Shanghai Gigafactory is Tesla's first outside of the U.S. and it's expected to significantly boost sales in China, which Tesla believes could be the largest market for its lower-priced Model 3 sedan. Tesla hopes to soon be producing 1,000 cars a week at the facility, eventually wrapping up to an annual production of 150,000 vehicles a year. Well, the national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline increased by 1.6 cents per gallon last week to $2.57, according to industry analysts at Gas Buddy. The drop ends a streak of 7 consecutive weeks of falling pump prices. The price fell by more than 2 cents in the week prior. So what's going on? Well, prices jumped thanks to a notable yet anticipated drop in oil inventories, sending oil to a multi-month high above $61 a barrel, and gasoline prices followed. But those higher prices may not last, as weakness will likely return to gasoline prices in January and February as demand tends to weaken. Well, let's take a quick look and see what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks fell from their all-time highs today as investors took off some risk on the second-to-last trading day of a record-breaking year for equities. The Dow closed 183 points lower at 28,462, while the S&P 500 fell by nearly 0.6 to 3221. The two indices suffered their worst day in 4 weeks. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ fell by over 0.6% to 89.45 after topping 9,000 for the first time ever last week. Tech, the market leader this year, was the worst performing sector among the 11 S&P 500 groupings. Some of the biggest winners of the year, including Microsoft, Visa, Nike, and Procter & Gamble, were all in the red today as investors took profits. And finally, there is this. You know, we've all heard of maternity leave, but paternity leave? Offering time to take care of new pets is the latest twist on paid leave intended to attract workers in a very tight labor market. In addition, some companies also offer paid leave for new grandparents and those who may need time to care for an elderly parent. Now, all this sounds reasonable, but the reality is few see the benefits. Last year, only 17% of civilian workers in the United States got paid time off for a new child or an ill family member. That, say the experts, is going to change dramatically in 2020. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Laura Kennard is in talking about business events in the Greater Des Moines Metro on this holiday shortened week. Laura Kennard next.